Man, I gotta say, 27 is a different feeling. Like, being 27. Like, you know, waking up. And I'm working, so. Even, like, working. And then next thing you know, you're working, and it's the next day, and next day, you know, it's your birthday. 27 years. It's crazy. But I think one of the biggest things is me being glad that I've got to see 27. Being glad that, you know, it's here. Being able to get past 26 and really just enjoy life. It's interesting. The older I get, the less I want to announce things. Announce next moves, announce plans, announce visions. The older I get, the less I want to do it. I don't know what it is. It's not me anymore, you know? Posting on social media every time something new happens. I'm wanting to let people know things that aren't paying bills, taking care of family. It's just really interesting when you think about, like, what do you really value, you know? I'm making some food right now, but, you know, like, what do you really value? And for me, it's family. But, yeah, that's one of the craziest parts. Because everybody has something different, you know? And now, you know, you get to think to yourself, what's more important when it comes to anything? What do you hold high up, was down low, the good, the bad, the ugly. Yeah, 27 is a different beast. I've really got in that sense of just, I don't care. You know? And I don't care in the sense of, like, what's going on. But for me, it's don't care in the sense of other people's views of how I choose to do things. What satisfaction is there for me to care about how others view me, you know, how others view actions I take? Like, why should that matter? Why isn't me just being happy and living my life good enough? But again, I feel like that comes with you caring about other people, what other people think or feel about you. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do me, you do you. If you wanna be part of it, do that. If not, then don't. But don't judge me because of the actions you've taken in your life. But I'm definitely grateful to make it to 27, to see life, to be able to live for, you know, friends and relatives that weren't able to make it to this age. And I just hope that I can continue to inspire, even though I never knew I was doing that until recently. Continue to inspire, continue to inspire, continue to uplift, and just be that visual, that positive visual image that, like I said again, I never knew I was being. So people tell you, don't I just really realize that you're helping people out until they're like, yo, I know you may not see this or may not know, but you really helped me. And for me to find that out, it's like, well, thank you for letting me know that. So yeah, 27, I'm really grateful for just making it this far and being able to continue to live life. 365 more days in 28. It's crazy. So Apple had their event, the second one where they dropped the laptops and everything, and it's a possibility that I'm going to need to definitely get the MacBook Pro. Using the MacBook Air, the 2020 version, for me, it was, it's cool, but, what is it? It's cool, but it's just the cost, like. So, I paid $900 for mine, and I lose $400. Why? Because the thing is, what? I think it's like, actually, let me check. Check real quick. Oops, that's the wrong one. So I'm always on the military site because, you know, trying to get that extra discount. I gotta wait till I log in, gosh darn it. So yeah, I was looking at it, and would I like it? Yeah, but shit's expensive. Like $17.99. It's like, bruh, I get it, but who really got the money after the trade-in? Like, there's not really much of a benefit on my end. So we got 14-inch. And I got the regular, so the 8-core, the regular one. And we got 17.99 to start out with. So we're not even counting adding anything to it. We're just talking about the base, just pulling that one up. So you're looking at $17.99. So it's like trading. You go through your whole process, who made it, serial number, all that. Which I don't have right now, so I'm gonna just go select. Now if I do the base, so let's do 16 core, because I'm really trying to edit. I'm already at 2,000. 16 cores, is I'm already at $2,000, bro. Now let's really think about this logically. So I'm already at $2,000. With just the core, yeah, 10 core, 16 core. All right. Now if I go to 32 gigs, I'm at 2,400. And if I have the 1 terabyte option, it doesn't change. They get a 96-watt power adapter, and then they have the options for Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro. Now, am I eventually looking to get Final Cut? Yes, because I'm looking to do more editing in my videos. So, that would be the main thing that I'm looking to get. But like, just the fact that, what, if I do that, that's $2,100, so $2,100, and remember, I paid $900 for my MacBook Air. That's an investment for a laptop. Like, it's not bad, but it's just like, damn, you know? Come check on this food. So, I'm trying to get to the point where it makes logical sense to me. Like, yes, do I want a laptop that works? And yeah, I could go ahead and get the cheaper one without all the, you know, all the fixes and stuff. But I don't know. I thought about it. And I'm also thinking about, so I know I said it was trash, but I'm also thinking about getting the 13 Pro Max. And there's a reason. Reason being, I'm not sure if it's just this trashy hotel, but for damn sure, I had not been able to upload a video. And one of the things I believe is a cause is the fact that I'm using the 128 gig and I gotta have space to, you know, export. And if you don't have that, kind of hard to do. What little apps you got? So I had to go to 256 to 512. The only thing is, 512 is like, I think 12 or 13. Let me check. So if I'm going for the phone, I'm just going for the phone. Go for Pro Max. Go. So, I'm looking at, oh, I already took a picture. Oh, I'm stupid. Hold up. I took a picture of this earlier so I can look at it. So if I go to Pro Max, I'm looking at 256 is gonna be $11.99, and if I go with the Pro, 256 is gonna be $10.99. Now, you ask, why would I go with Pro Max? Only for the fact of the matter that it's a little more expensive, but it's a bigger screen, which I'm for. But the, so I think mine was, actually, let me see how much mine was. Now I think about it. I think I pulled it up. Or did I not? Doesn't look like I pulled it up, or did I? No, that's the hotel. I have a picture, and I'm looking for the picture, because I have a picture in here of it. I can find the dang thing. So I was trying to see how much I paid from the... Whoa. Now I'm, okay, let me just try this right then. I gotta pull up how much my phone right now is. So, oh, there you go. Excuse me. Okay. Alright. Is this the same amount? Oh, damn. I'm spilling stuff. See you over here trying to prepare food, and then you start messing up and stuff. Ah, I'll do my location. And then you gotta re-season it and everything. Oh, that's not what I'm trying to do, dang it. Mario installment. There we go. That's what I'm trying to do. Trying to see how much it was altogether. Cause then. It makes sense after the fact. Oh shit. Alright. What in the hell? No. You showed me the wrong damn thing. More info. Installment plan. Why don't you show me what I'm trying to ask for? There we go. Alright, so. Oh damn. I almost dropped it. That would have been bad. So, this was $10.99 for the 128. Alright, $10.99 for the 128. And let me see. So, Pro Max is going to be $11.99 for 256. So, 10. So, I mean, I'm what, paying an extra $100 for it for 256? It's not bad. It's a possibility. I mean, I wasn't going to get it just because, like, you know, I think it'd be for me, but $100 more for, I guess, a second longer battery life, same damn phone. See, that's only going to piss me off, because I feel like it's just because I'm in this area and it's trashy like this. And as soon as I were to go back home, it'd be cool. Hot darn it. But yeah, I feel like it's the space. It would make no sense for me to, cause I mean, yeah, I could go back and get 256 12 Pro Max, but it just wouldn't make sense. So I'm paying what, like, I'll go back and get that. I'm paying a good, I think it was like 4. Yeah, let me see that real quick. Go back there. So I got $293 to upgrade. Pay off amount of $843. So I'm going to see if I chose the upgrade. I just want to make sure it's the right amount I'm bringing up. Gotta make sure. So I think it was like 293. Okay, there you go. So 293, I get 256 13 Pro Max. So due today, be 293. What? No, no, no. 12 Pro Max, 13 Pro Max, 256. Upgrade fee is $30. So 293 plus $30. So yeah, I'm basically paying 300 to get the 256 gig. And there's a possibility that I get it and it's the same problem. And then there's another possibility that I get it and it's no problem. So I'm basically playing Russian roulette. But this is a life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. Excuse me. All right, so let me just make sure. So if I go, so let me screenshot this right quick. Let me say go to cart. I'm going to see some real quick. I was thinking about just paying the phone off. I was like, yeah, I could pay it off, but the only thing is, there we go. So I paid $400 altogether. So altogether, I go to get the new phone with more space. I pay $400. And begs the question, is it worth the money? Because all I'm going to do is go next year and possibly get the 14. So I'm really contemplating it. So $490 is all I'm looking at. Or pay the phone off and pay about 11 or 12. So, or pay the phone off, which is confusing me. I pay the phone off, it's going to be the same price as if I were just to pay the phone outright. All right. Well, I will say it's been a very interesting day from the Apple event. Oh, I forgot. They also released HomePods with different colors and AirPods Pro without the ear tips and without noise canceling for $20 more than the first gen AirPods. Which I'm still trying to understand. Like, I get it, but what is a person really getting that already has the AirPods? Like, that's the only thing. Yeah, I'm pretty sure if people are going to buy it just because they buy everything Apple comes out with. But it's, you know, trying to be like, I guess it's trying to find the reason to actually purchase things. What benefit are you getting from it? So that's where I'm at right now with that. But yeah, just a real quick pod, because it's been a minute. Just to update on what's going on. And I will talk to you guys at a later date. Deuce. Oh, I'm fucking up. Talk to TJ and Arvathas podcast. And that's _, by the way. Deuce.